8th January, 1946. Moksha. A few days ago, a lady, a recent arrival, came into the hall at about 3 p.m. and sat down. All the time she was there, she was trying to get up and ask something of Sri Bhagavan. As Bhagavan appeared not to have noticed her and was reading a book, she waited for a while. As soon as Bhagavan put the book aside, she got up, approached the sofa and said, without any fear or hesitation, "Swami, I have only one desire. May I tell you what it is?" "Yes," said Bhagavan. "What do you want?" "I want moksha," she said. "Oh, is that so?" remarked Bhagavan. "Yes, Swamiji. I do not want anything else." "It is enough if you give me moksha," said she. Suppressing a smile that had almost escaped his lips, Bhagavan said, "Yes, yes, that is all right. That is good." "It will not do if you say that you will give me it some time later. You must give it to me here and now," she said. "It is all right," said Bhagavan. "Will you give it to me now? I must be going," said she. Bhagavan nodded. As soon as she left the hall, Bhagavan burst out laughing and said, turning towards us, "She says that it is enough if only moksha is given to her. She does not want anything else." Subbalakshmi Amma, who was seated by my side, took up the thread of the conversation and quietly said, "We have come and are staying here for the same purpose. We do not want anything more. It is enough if you give us moksha." "If you renounce and give up everything, what remains is only moksha. What is there for others to give you? It is there always. That is," said Bhagavan. "We do not know all that. Bhagavan must himself give us moksha." So saying, she left the hall. Looking at the attendants who were by his side, Bhagavan remarked, "I should give them moksha, they say. It is enough if moksha alone is given to them. Is not that itself a desire? If you give up all the desires that you have, what remains is only moksha. And you require sadhana to get rid of all those desires. The same bhava, idea, is found in Maharatnamala. Vasana tanavam brahma moksha ityabhidhiyate. It is said that the complete destruction of vasanas is brahmam and moksha."